You've reached the right place, a destination called soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Thank you.
And yes, this is A Bowl of Soul. You just heard D'Angelo off of his album called Black Messiah, which released on December 15, 2014 through RCA Records. You just heard the single Another Life. And you know, Black Messiah was among 2014's most highly anticipated albums and was released to commercial success. The album debuted at number 5 on the U.S. Billboard charts and number 1 on the U.S. top R&B hip-hop album, selling over 117,000 units in its first week. The Black Messiah was promoted with the release of the single Really Love and a tour called The Second Coming. This album of D'Angelo's won the Best R&B Album at the 58th Annual Grammy Awards, as well as Best R&B Song for Really Love, which was also nominated for Record of the Year. And this is A Bowl of Soul. This is Professor T-Love coming at you again on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, at 6 p.m., giving you some classic soul and new soul, of which you just heard from D'Angelo and the Vanguard, the single called Another Life. Coming up next here on A Bowl of Soul, we're mixing the old with the new. A smoking tune by Booker T from Booker T and the MGs, featuring Mayor Hawthorne. The single is called Sound the Alarm. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
As you know, ladies and gentlemen, need no introduction. It's Booker T. Let's give him a big round of applause.
Keep on marching. I can make you rain. I can call on thunder. Make a storm when weak. I'm making you wonder. I can feel the fire burning down in me. I keep on marching. I keep on marching. I'ma keep on stalking.
Say your mind, say your mind,
oh, 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 well, I'm mindful, so I can feel the fire burning down in me. I keep on marching. Oh,
on a bowl of soul. You just heard off of the album from 2013 called Sound the Alarm by Booker T. Jones, and it was his 10th studio album, and it was released in June 2013, and it featured guest appearances from Gary Clark Jr., Estelle, Anthony Hamilton, and Vintage Trouble. And the album marked Booker T. Jones' return to Stax Records, where he made his name with hits like Green Onions and his first for the label since Melting Pot in 1971, and of which you just heard Sound the Alarm featuring Mayor Hawthorne, who is known as Andrew Mayer Cohen, born on February 2nd, 1979, is better known by the stage name of Mayer Hawthorne, and he is a Grammy-nominated American singer, producer, songwriter, arranger, audio engineer, DJ, and multi-instrumentalist, and he collaborated with Booker T on this song called Sound the Alarm. Coming up next, we're going to give you some funk. This is a classic. One of my favorite bands out of Ohio, the Ohio Players, talking about You Are Ecstasy, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
Some funk from 1973. Ecstasy, off of the self-entitled album, is the fourth studio album by the Ohio Players, released on the Westbound label out of Detroit, Michigan. And the album is produced by the band and arranged by Walter Juni Morrison. And this came out before the infamous album called Skin Tight in 1974, and this is A Bowl of Soul, and just giving you some great new and classic soul here on A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, we got something for you to groove to. Ha, for those who like to groove, by the legendary Ray Parker Jr. and Radio. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
Yeah. You're listening to Bowl of Soul. Some funk and soul, instrumental funk and soul from Ray Parker Jr. and Radio. The song called For Those Who Like to Groove. And you know, that's classic soul right there from Mr. Ray Parker, who was born Ray Erskine Parker. And he was born May 1st, 1954 in Detroit, Michigan. And you know, Ray Parker, you know, of course people know Ray Parker for, you know, Ghostbusters, but you know, Ray Parker is also known for creating some hits like Jack and Jill, which I remember coming out back in the days. And, you know, of course, what you just heard from his band called Radio, who were quite successful, and they were an American funk R&B vocal group. And the group comprised of Ray Parker Jr. with Vincent Bonham, Jerry Knight, and Arnell Carmichael. And, you know, Ray Parker Jr., he was very successful, you know what I'm saying? You know, he had songs like You Can't Change That, which was a beautiful song. And then he also had Jack and Jill in 1978, which was a big hit, which peaked at number 8 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 and reached a number 11 in the U.K. singles chart and earned a gold record. In the process, he had another song called Is This a Love Thing, which peaked at number 27 in the U.K. in August 1978. And then he had a follow-up hit called You Can't Change That, which was released in 1979 and lifted from their Rock On album. And the single made it up to number 9 on the Billboard chart of that same year. And, you know, the group then later became known as Ray Parker and Radio. And then they released two more albums, Two Places at the Same Time, A Woman Needs Love. Yeah, I like that. A woman needs love just like you do. Ooh. And that song was released in 1981 and went to number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100. But then he got on fire again. And when he had his solo career, he scored 6 top 40 hits through the 1980s. Hit singles, The Other Woman, Pop Number 4, and Ghostbusters. And you know that single went to number 1 for 3 weeks. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we're going to bring you some 1972 funk from the Fatback Band, one of my favorite bands, at Hail from New York City. Talking about going to see my baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Coming back. Oh yeah.
giving you some funk from New York City-based Fatback Band. Talking about going to see my baby. You know, the Fatback Band was formed in New York City in 1970. And the Fatback Band was the concept of Bill Curtis, who was an experienced session drummer, inspired to merge the Fatback jazz beat of New Orleans into a funk band, something like the Meters. In addition to Curtis, the band's initial lineup included guitarist Johnny King, bassist Johnny Flippin, trumpet player George Williams, saxophonist Earl Shelton, flutist George Adams, and keyboardist Jerry Thomas, and the band specializing in playing New York City, and I would say New York City street funk. The group also later included conga player Wayne Wolford, vocalist Jane and Jerry, Deborah Cooper, saxophonist Fred Demery, guitarist Lewis Wright, and George Victor. The Fatback Band was signed to Perception Records and had a hit single that summer was Street Dance. And you know, they also are known for other great R&B hits like Do the Spanish Hustle, I Like Girls, Gotta Get My Hands on Some Money, and Backstroking, Looking for the Good Stuff, da 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 da. I want to tighten up on your backstroke, ba da 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 da. And I Found Lovin', which is a classic R&B club hit. And you know, they are responsible also for which they consider the first hip-hop single in 1979 called King Tim III, Personality Jock. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
There must be a word that says how much I love you. One fulfilling word that shows how much I care. Wonderful would be the word. Yes, wonderful, I found the word. Oh, it's wonderful to be loved by you. It's wonderful to be needed by you. So much pride is what I felt inside when from the hopeful guys you reach for me. Then I saw my life change when you became the girl that walks with me, the one that talks to me, and now I walk with my head high. People can read me as we pass them by. I've got an angel walking by my side, and it's wonderful to be loved by you. It's wonderful.
From 1970, it's wonderful to be loved by you from the late great Mr. Jimmy Ruffin, who was the oldest elder brother, actually, of David Ruffin, and he passed away on November 17, 2014, and, you know, in his own right, Jimmy Ruffin, you know, became very successful on the Motown record label, and he was very extremely successful in the UK, of which he lived in the United Kingdom, and he went on to continue to have more hits when he went over to the United Kingdom. But here on A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate the legacy of Mr. Jimmy Lee, because that's what he was born with, Jimmy Lee Ruffin, who was born May 7th, 1936, and he passed away November 17, 2014. And, you know, this would have been the year that he would have been 80 years old. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and coming up next, we got some Afro strut funk from the Nightlighters, who then became New Birth. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, this is Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers and Isley Jasper and Isley. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Some funk. And you know, there's a strange story behind this group, the Nightlighters, because they morphed into what we know as New Birth. And the Nightlighters started out as an American funk and R&B group, and they were originally, the concept for New Birth or was originally conceived in Detroit, Michigan by former Motown songwriter producer Vernon Bullock and co-founded in Louisville, Kentucky by him with former singer and Motown songwriter-producer Harvey Fuqua and musicians Tony Churchill, James Baker, Austin Lander, Robert Lurch Jackson, Leroy Taylor, Charlie Herndon, Bruce Marshall, and Nathaniel Nebs Neblett. You know, the history of this group began with the instrumental outfit, the Nightlighters, which was formerly originally formed in 1963 in Louisville, Kentucky, by Tony Churchill and Harvey Fuqua. And in its heyday, besides Churchill on tenor, sax, and vibes, the band featured Charlie Herndon on guitar, James Baker on keyboards, Robin Russell on drums, Robert Lurch Jackson on trumpet, Austin Lander on baritone sax, and Leroy Taylor on bass, and later Carl McDaniel on guitar. Early members included Johnny Graham, who later joined Earth, Wind, and Fire, and Jerry Bell, also a member at one time. Now, some sources say identify the Nightlighters as the band that played as the Crawlers, with Chicago artist Alvin Cash, who had an R&B hit in 1964 called Twine Time. But under the name of the Nightlighters, the group had a few hits before the formation of New Birth proper, including KG, which also became a hit for MFSB. KG, number 17 R&B 39 pop in 1971. And then again, they morphed into the band came together called New Birth. And they came together with a self-titled debut album, and their second album, Ain't No Big Thing But It's Growing, yielded a minor hit with their cover Perry Como's It's Impossible in 1971. And this is a bowl of soul. And coming up next, we gotta give you some stack soul from the legendary Miss Carla Thomas, singing a song that was written by David Porter and Isaac Hayes, talking about something good is going to happen to you. And this is a bowl of soul. Legendary Miss Carla Thomas talking about something good is going to happen to you. And make sure you can catch a bowl of soul by going into the archives on the Progressive Radio Network website. But also you can catch a bowl of soul on Libsyn, where my podcasts are also located on that website. Just go to abowlofsoul.libsyn.com. Make sure you also catch a bowl of soul on Sundays at 8 p.m. for Super Soul Sundays on the Legend Radio Network, where the infamous DJ Heavy resides, giving you some funk, soul, jazz, slow jams, you name it, A Bowl of Soul is on the Legend Radio Network. You can catch up with A Bowl of Soul also on U Radios, which is a Spanish radio station in Medellin, Colombia. Also, A Bowl of Soul is on CXRadios.com, so you can go to CX Radios. And I want to give a shout out to listeners in the land of China. Oh, most definitely in the continent of Asia. China, Beijing is just listening to A Bowl of Soul, just blowing me up, blowing up the podcast. And also I want to give a shout out to France, who is also tuning into A Bowl of Soul. And of course, the United Kingdom, of which A Bowl of Soul is on in the mix on SonicStreamRadio.net, where we do A Bowl of Soul once a month on In the Mix. And most definitely, you must check out A Bowl of Soul on iTunes, on Stitcher, as well, and on TuneIn. Coming up next, some new soul music from the legendary Miss Regina Bell. She has a new single out called Imperfect Love, offer her 2016 LP called The Day Life Began, celebrating Miss Regina Bell here on A Bowl of Soul.
Still believe that love.
giving you some new soul from Miss Regina Bell. You know, this is her first album, new R&B album in 15 years. The name of the album is called The Day Life Began. And you know, Regina Bell is an Academy Award winning and multi-Grammy winning singer, songwriter, and actress who sang the now famous A Whole New World with Peabo Bryson and Disney's smash hit Aladdin. And she continues to defy the odds and redefine her world nearly three decades since she made her record debut. And you know, with a string of hits including Make It Like It Was, If I Could, Baby Come to Me, and This Is Love, Regina Bell has made a career following her heart and moving gracefully between the worlds of R&B, gospel, and jazz. Her new album, The Day Life Began, on Peak Records under Shinachi Entertainment, is her first R&B album in 15 years and was blessed and ordained by the musical angels for this album. And it was recorded on its restored microphone used by Jimi Hendrix at the Heavyweight Studio in North Hollywood, California, the same location where Marvin Gaye recorded numerous hits. And you know what? The hits still keep coming. This is a sweet, beautiful R&B ballad. And you make sure that you support Miss Regina Bell on her new single. And I believe it's worthwhile. So definitely just make sure you support Miss Regina Bell's release, The Day That Life Began. And definitely support her on this single. And it's a new single for 2016. And you can definitely go to and get that single by going to SoundCloud.com and basically just looking up Miss Regina Bell. And this is A Bowl of Soul playing you some new soul for 2016 from a legendary artist, Miss Regina Bell. And we're going to move forward. We're going to play you some new soul from James Day Songs featuring Glenn Jones. The name of the single is called Don't Waste the Pretty. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
I'm saving it.
Show should tell you he don't deserve you. He calls you up to say he's running late, but does he call you up to say the things that he appreciates?
Don't waste the pretty on no other man.
Don't waste the pretty.
He ain't gonna love you, baby, like I can.
Baby, like I can.
Girl, don't waste the pretty. He don't see it in you.
Ooh, yeah.
All the precious, all the special things I do.
There's something better right here waiting. An honest man anticipating. Wish I could show you what you truly were and let you know you are a gift from heaven sent down to earth.
Don't waste the pretty on no other man.
Don't waste the pretty.
He ain't gonna love you, baby, like I can.
Oh, no.
Don't waste the pretty. He don't see it in you.
He don't see.
All the special things I do.
Don't
waste, don't waste.
Ooh.
Don't waste, don't waste the pretty.
Oh, don't waste, don't waste, don't waste, don't waste the pretty.
Don't waste, don't waste.
Oh, no.
Don't waste, don't waste the pretty.
Oh, no.
Girl, if you were mine,
I'd always give you my bed.
Girl, you're too fine
to ever settle for it.
Don't waste the pretty on no other man.
All right, giving you that house flavor mix. Don't Waste the Pretty, the Dave Doyle mix featuring Glenn Jones and UNAM. And you can purchase this single on iTunes. Just look for the album called Repertoire, James Day Songs. And it was released on April 1st, 2016. Definitely support James Day Songs. Don't Waste the Pretty featuring Glenn Jones and UNAM. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're going to leave you with a classic song that has been done by many people. Vanessa Williams, you know, the list goes on and on. From the Isley Brothers, from 1972, talking about they got work to do. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Yeah, and this is the end of A Bowl of Soul, and I hope that you enjoyed listening to A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you follow me on Facebook at A Bowl of Soul, and make sure you like my Facebook page, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And definitely check out A Bowl of Soul in the archives on the Progressive Radio Network's website, www.prn.fm. And I want to thank the Progressive Radio Network for still having A Bowl of Soul on their networks. Again, you are your brother's keeper. Make sure you love genuinely, you love unconditionally, and you love one another. Again, this is Professor T. Love, and we'll bring you some more great soul music next week on Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific, or here on A Bowl of Soul. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.